Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you stopped by the show today. We have a very exciting topic today. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning the most humblest way we know how. We come lifting you up to him, the Father, because it's all about you. It's not about us. We come giving you praise, giving you thanks to him, the Father. I just say thank you, Lord, for being back on the air to him, the Father, one more time. In Jesus' name, and we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our topic is, are you building on a spiritual foundation? You know, the most important part of a house is its foundation. Many buildings have fallen because of the lack of a proper foundation. Are you building on a spiritual house today? Some people are building on some religion, leaders, or denomination, or on what someone else has said. What are you building on for yourself today? Jesus taught the concern home, life, family life, social, and spiritual. He taught his disciples also concerning prayer, giving. He taught the concerning the two ways leading to eternity. He taught them have authority. He taught them that the law and the prophet must be fulfilled. So today we're going to be coming. You can have your Bibles and go along from Matthew 7:24-29. Also, 1 Corinthians 3:11-15. And when you think about the most important part of a house is its foundation. You know, this is true regarding to building a spiritual life. Other words, a spiritual house. You know, some are building on some religious leaders or denomination or what someone else has said. But here Paul said there is only one foundation, which is Christ. Isaiah said, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. You know, Christ himself said, upon this rock I will build my church. Therefore, Christ is the rock upon which our individual lives are to be built. He is the rock upon which the New Testament church is built. The foundation of God standeth sure. Paul spoke of some to Timothy, who had erred from faith, but he said, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands. Surely, when you think about that, you know, a person begins building the spiritual house when the foundation is laid in their lives. Christ becomes the foundation of our lives when we are saved. We can therefore begin by building some rooms to our house. Paul reminds us of six materials in building a spiritual house. Number one, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble. But, you know, three of these materials will stand the test of God's fire. Three will not stand the test. I am afraid that many of God's people have not built upon the foundation using material that will stand the test. You know, it is possible for a child of God not to build properly. I think this is the reason there is a lack of spirituality in our church. This is why we need Bible. And when you think about that old-fashioned revival, my, this is why we need old-fashioned time with there are a lot of spiritual houses in need of repair. Just as a building of any kind will run down without upkeep, so with a spiritual house run down, does your spiritual house stand in the need of some repairs today? The first room we come to shall build in our spiritual house is a prayer closet. You'll find that in Matthew 6:5-6. Prayer would keep us in contact with the master design of our lives. In building our house, there are many things for which we must ask. Wisdom, patience, grace, forgiveness. We must ask, believing God will give what we need. You know, prayer will keep us from building our house with perishable things like wood, hay, and stubble. You can do is pray without ceasing. Mental are always to pray. Pray for self, that your house life would be a blessing, a lighthouse for someone else, for others, even your enemy, for one another. The second room we should build in our spiritual house is a living room. By this, I simply mean that we must make room in our lives to live for Christ, to make room for everything else for our own enjoyment. Rooms for pleasure, sport, rooms for our secured vocation. And you know, by the time we seek to please ourselves, there is no room to live for Christ. My. Hallelujah. Welcome to the prayer line. I have a caller on the air, and I'm going to bring them in. Hallelujah. They are muted. Hallelujah. Come in. All you do is press 1 on your keypad. Oh, that caller went out. But hope they'll come back. You know, the Laodicea church is upon us. We have crowded Christ out. He is on the outside. There is not room for him in the lives of many people. He is crowded out of homes. He's crowded out of schools. He is crowded out of churches. To live for Christ is to live by his pattern. You know, the blueprint for our lives is the Bible. To live for Christ is to believe the Bible and follow his commandment. Some refuse even the easier things, refuse baptism, refuse to be on the candlestick, the church. To live for Christ means to take up cross and follow him, denying ourselves. You know, the next room we should build is a dining room. The dining room area is usually the most popular room in any house that we eat. The spiritual house must have a dining room. Our soul must be fed. Christ is the living bread from heaven. When we read the Bible, we are dining with God. We are feasting on spiritual food. We begun by desiring the sincere milk of the word. My. And by it, we grow. How sad it is to know that many of God's people who are old in years, are still on the Bible. Know why the Sunday school superintendent constantly exalt you to be in Sunday school just so he can report a good number? No, for the BTC director nor the pastor. Exalt to attend the house of God in order that you might be fed spiritually. My. You know, be fed spiritually, fool. Today I'm asking you, what kind of dining room area do you have in your house? Big, small, or none at all? Feed your faith and your doubt with strive to death. Is your life built on a rock? Is your life built on the sand? Jesus taught that if a person hear his saying and did them, he would be likely to a wise man building a rock, upon a rock. And at this time, I'm going to play a song that way I can get a little swallow of water and be right back.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh,
oh,
oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh. Let me hear
you guys come down!
You got kingdom authority. You're a mighty warrior. Come on. Take it back. Take back your family. Take back your marriage. Take back your neighborhood. Take back your community. We take back the school. We take back the government. We take back the marketplace. Come on, take it back.
He's under my feet. And for those that just tuning in, today we are talking about, are you building on a spiritual foundation? And over in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29, say, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came. And the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribe. And over in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, the 11th through the 15th verse said, even unto this present hour we both hunger. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians 3, 11 through 15. And the word of God says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubbles, every man shall be made himself manifest, but the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he built, thereupon he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Well, today our broadcast topic was, are you building a spiritual foundation, meaning a spiritual house? Just think about it. When you think about the most important part of a house is its foundation. So that means you have to build on a solid foundation, because the lack of the proper foundation, meaning it's going to crumble. It's going to fall. But when you build on a spiritual foundation, you know that you are built on a solid rock. You know, the conclusion today is the two foundations upon which men build their lives mean it's two roads to eternity. And every individual life is likened unto building a house. Today I ask you again, what kind of spiritual house are you building? Are you building upon the right foundation, or are you building upon the sand? When you think about it, you're going to know. The storms of life could not be destroyed. The one who hears it and does not is foolish. The storm comes and the house falls. Reason so many are leaving the church today because they're building on sand and not a solid foundation. So that's the conclusion of our broadcast today. Hopefully we will be back on every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. So please stay tuned to come on for more of good programs that will be coming on Joy and Peace at 10 o'clock every Wednesday morning. So please tune in. Keep it in your archive. Do come back and visit Joy and Peace. And until next week, we want you to have a blessed and a wonderful day. I will play one other song as we go off.
There's an army rising up. There's an every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power. Come on. In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There is power. There is power.